I was at a loss for words. It's just a blessing, you know, to come where I came from. An injury, a serious injury that I faced last year, and just to be able to go back out and play the game, and just to find my confidence and find my my swagger, and just to play back at a high level again, it's just a blessing. And you know, I have to give all my praises to God for just giving me that opportunity to be able to play again.
You downplayed the injury since you came back, but was there ever, after it happened, any doubts that crossed your mind about whether or not you'd be able to play again or play at a high level?
Doubt came into my mind about how well I would play. You know, it's not a snap that goes by that you don't use your neck in a contact sport like football. But I never doubted that I would play again. It was just how effective and how physical and how competitive I would be. And, you know, it was a long process. You know, I can remember back in training camp, you know, I wasn't timid. My natural reaction and responding of playing football instincts just took over at times. But the coaching staff, Coach Fisher, Coach Swartz, Coach Chuck, Coach Mark Robb, Mike Reinfield, everybody did a great job of being patient with me, you know, not forcing me into action too fast. And, you know, on any other team, you know, I may have been released, or, you know, they may have drafted a guy to come in and take my position or play my role, not having the faith and trust in me that I would come back. So, you know, I just take my hat off to those guys.
I know team goals are probably number one priority, I'm sure, for you, but would Pro Bowl something, a goal you maybe set out for this season or maybe the beginning of your career?
Well, just being a competitor, you know, I played football in organized sports since I've been 7 years old, and I've always found a way to be the best at my position, you know, in high school and in college and, you know, in a National Football League. I've always been right there with the pack, but, you know, to be recognized as a Pro Bowler and be named or mentioned with the names of Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed and guys like Bob Sanders and Brian Dawkins is just a blessing.
You thought about what it would be like being reunited with Troy, maybe in the
first time when I, the first night I signed, you know, it came across the TV that I signed with the Tennessee Titans. Troy, one of my close friends, called me, and, you know, he was devastated because it was a reality now that I wouldn't be his teammate again. And the last thing he said before we got off the phone was, you know, we'll be teammates again one day. And I had a indication that he was referring to the Pro Bowl, but, you know, just for it to come to light and for it to really happen is just unreal.
Chris, I assume you've been to Hawaii already? Or
no, I always promised myself. Troy always invited me to go. You know, he always gave me the recognition of saying he wouldn't be able to do what he did if it wasn't for me, and he always invited me and my family to go. But I said I would never go unless I went for myself, so this would be my first time.
Guys, a lot of this depends on your teammates in the defensive backfield. Can you explain how those guys help you out back there and just how you have to rely on one another to make something like this happen?
When you have guys that get honors like this, it's a team effort. You know, the spoils go to the victor or the winners, you know, and we've had a great season. And, you know, as a secondary, we've improved since the first day I've gotten here. And, you know, Michael Griffin, Nick Harper, Cortland, you know, guys, Vinny, Donnie, Nicky, all those guys, we are a tight group. You know, there's no man bigger than the group, and we push each other, and we compete at a high level to make each other better. And, you know, they've been supportive since the day I came back, or since the day I became a Titan. And, you know, they follow my lead, and, you know, I learned a lot from those guys. And you know, Griff, being with Griff, you know, he's deserving to be a Pro Bowl also. You know, he pushes me, and he keeps me young. So I learned a lot from those guys.
The fact you guys get six, the Jets had seven, maybe the Giants had six as well, but is that a sign that maybe you guys have earned some respect around the league to have so many guys on this team make it? It's been some years past where nobody made it around here.
Well, I feel like still a lot of guys that got left off the ballots. You know, when you win, you know, if we were the Dallas Cowboys, you know, it could be easily 12 of us going to the Pro Bowl. And, you know, a lot of people say it's a small market or we haven't been around long enough to gain the recognition as the other teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers. But You know, actually, me and Michael Roos was talking about it the other day in the training room about, you know, the respect and how the Pro Bowl works at times where, you know, a team like the Dallas Cowboys have a great season. They send half of their team, and, you know, we have the best record in the league, and only a few of us get recognized, and only a few of us get to go. So, you know, it's just a blessing to be one of the ones that had the opportunity, but I still think it's some guys that didn't get a chance to go.
Cortland, you're happy for him as well, too. You have a running buddy over there.
Cortland is like a little brother, man. I've had the opportunity to be in the league 7 years, and, you know, I don't know why I get the old man's role, even though I'm not that much older than Cortland, but I always get an opportunity to help coach up and just make people better than what they are. You know, since I met him, you know, as a rookie, he's always been eager to get better. And, you know, no matter how hard I've been on him or how much I pushed him, he's never shied away from working out and never shied away from the advice I've given him. And, you know, there's been times where I've told him, you know, I'm not a pro bowler, so I don't know everything. But it's just it's fortunate and just it's a blessing and exciting for us to go at the same time.
As a first-timer, you know the most important thing to know is you head over there, don't you?
What's that?
Never get out your room number. You know that?
Troy's not going to play no games or jokes on me, so I'm going to get with him. And I might play the jokes on Cortland since he's still a young guy.
Have you heard from people that are lobbying to go with you yet? Did your phone start ringing a little bit?
I'm pretty sure, you know, guys, anybody in our group, in our secondary, you know, I'm willing to take them over with me. David Thornton, of course, one of my close friends, and, you know, a few guys from Pittsburgh who's helped me become the player I've become today. And, you know, I'm obviously sure when my family gets the news, a good many of those I want to go to.
I'm supposed to take one media member, too.
One media.